USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a big week for the Biden administration as Democrats try wrangling key pieces of President Biden's agenda through Congress in face of steep Republican opposition. The latest blow to the White House came on Monday when Senate Republicans blocked a bill that would have funded the government and averted a default in U.S. debts. Senate Minority Leader Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell on Tuesday criticizes his Democratic colleagues.
If Democrats want to use fast track, party line procedures to ram through trillions more in inflationary socialism, they'll have to use the same tools to handle the debt limit.
Richard Stafford, an attorney for Gabby Petito's family, is asking her missing fiancé to turn himself in. Stafford added Brian Laundrie's family didn't help them find Petito, and they won't help find him. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Home prices keep soaring. The latest S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index shows a nearly 20% jump over July of last year. It's the fourth straight month the index has set a new high. Phoenix leading the list of 20 cities with a 32% jump in home prices. San Diego and Seattle rounding out the top three. All 20 cities measured by the index posted home price increases in July. The chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan was the subject of a Senate hearing on Tuesday. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott grilling Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin over the botched evacuation.
I mean, when in the history of this country have we ever had the U.S. military say and have a plan that we will take our military out first before we take our civilians? I can't imagine that.
When you say civilians, are you talking
American
about
citizens.
American citizens?
Yeah.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A former border state governor and cabinet member of the Trump administration is speaking out regarding the Biden administration's plan regarding the U.S.-Mexico border.
As the Biden administration's open border policy continues to flood America with illegal immigrants, it's easy to do when you ship the government-dependent masses all around the country. What if governors in America took the illegal immigrants measuring in the millions and dropped them off in Maryland neighborhoods where Washington, D.C. lawmakers live? Former Governor of Texas Rick Perry tells Fox News that message would change America's open border policy that is diluting the fabric of America.
This is a devastating wave that's hitting our southern border. This administration is lying about it. And I think it's really important that you and your network, others, tell the truth and hold Joe Biden accountable. Hold Mayorkas accountable. I mean, they're literally looking in the face of the American people and lying to them.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House COVID-19 claims the Pfizer vaccine booster program is off to a strong start. Former Facebook executive and COVID coordinator Jeff Zients saying vaccines offer added protection to eligible Americans, and another milestone will be reached soon with 200 million Americans having received at least one shot. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.